Do you guys remember the Reddit experiment where there was a countdown that started at 60 seconds and counted all the way down to zero? And if the counter ever got to zero, the experiment ended, and people could click to reset the timer, but you could only click one time. Each individual user could only click one time to reset the timer. And there were like groups of people and subreddits and different like religions of people based on what time they got remaining before they clicked.
Dude, Reddit is insane.
I was a sub 10 second. I was red. Everybody wanted to be red, just for the record. I actually think shit. I still have it on my account.
So you were popular on Reddit then. Proud of you.
Reddit, yeah.
Wouldn't red be easy though? Because you just wait at that point, right?
Because any person can press it once at any time. So that means nobody in the world presses the button until it gets down to almost the point where it ends. Yeah.
How much time did each person add again?
It would just restart to 60 seconds.
So at least
one person had to click it every 60 seconds until it ended.
I see, okay.
There were the white names. So if you didn't have a Reddit account before the experiment started, you couldn't click it and your name was white on the subreddit. If you never clicked it, your name was gray, and then they had different times. So you were purple if you were between 60 and 52 seconds, blue for the next 9 seconds, green for the next 10, yellow for the next 10, orange for the next 10, red for the last 10 seconds. And it was the coolest thing. So the experiment ended with 1,008,316 clicks.
Holy shit.
That's unique individuals, because like you couldn't do two people on the same IP. You couldn't do like...
Wow.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy.
What's the distribution? I forget what the distribution was. There's got to be more.
When did they do this?
Yeah, when was this?
April 1st, 2015.
Holy shit. Dude, Reddit is like an anomaly to me. It's like a whole fucking enigma. I have no idea how it works. Whatsoever.
The last guy to press the button's name was Big Goron, and because he was the last user to press the button, everybody called him the Presiah.
Oh my god.
The countdown reached zero and ended 2 months and 4 days after it began.
Oh my god.
If they don't put Charizard in the Gen 4 remakes, I'm gonna lose it.
Speaking of toxic fandoms.
Yeah, literally. Let's get into the shit.
Segue there.
I love it. Let's do it.
You love them, you hate them, but you really just hate them. Just about every community's got one. toxic fandoms, they seem to be here to stay.
I think
that was a really bad like commercial. I was literally
okay. Restart. I tried to talk and I choked. I literally choked.
Every word of that was like improvised slowly as I was talking. I was like, "Oh fuck, what am I gonna say here? What am I gonna say?"
I love it. Yeah, love them. Oh. Yeah, hate them.
Yep. Let's get a restart.
But you really hate them.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, non-binary folks, everybody who's here. Nobody who's here. I don't care. Episode 12. Get excited. I'm here with my boys. Jim Suck Hancock.
Hello.
Blogs. They call me Helikovsky. I'm on a shitty mic this time because my computer is on the verge of literally killing itself in a video game. So I've unplugged everything that draws any power from it. But we are here. I don't know about you guys. I'm not queer, but maybe whatever. Moving on.
Is your computer dying? Is that?
Oh yeah, my computer.
What's going on with your computer?
Sorry,
we can continue with the conversation.
Yeah, of course.
I just want to know.
We lost his job from COVID. It's all been downhill from there.
Let me introduce you to the world of Helikovsky and his computers. Okay. Every computer I have, for whatever reason, eventually I either play so many games or watch too many streams and it starts to just degrade just massively. So recently I've noticed that games like Rocket League are hitching, and I have like a graph in the top right hand corner that shows me FPS time it takes for like the frames to load onto the screen, whatever, and they're just massive spikes. So it's like perfect 180 FPS, and then it just goes bloop zero, and then comes back bloop zero, comes back, and it just does it over and over again. I have noticed that it's been happening more and more, to the point where it happens 10 or 15 times a game. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like, ah, forget it. Maybe it's just Rocket League. Maybe it's the new update. Going to Magic the Gathering, lagging. Going to RuneScape, lagging. Watching a stream, lagging. Garbage. So trying to be proactive, or I guess reactive at this point, whatever. I ran a diagnostic test on every single part in my computer. Everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Solid state, hard drive, graphics card, CPU, motherboard, RAM, mm-hmm. everything. Power supply, stress tests out the ass, everything you can imagine. And it's like, no, you're fucking cruising. You look great. You're doing great. Everything's great.
Doing great, honey.
I was streaming Hunt the other day, and my CPU's capped at 100%. And I'm like, what the fuck? It shouldn't be at 100%.
I look
in NZXT, I look in Task Manager, and adding it all up, my CPU's at like 75%. But in NZXT, it's capped at 100%. And it keeps hitching because it's hitting 100% CPU usage, but it's not real. It's not real usage. The actual usage is at like 70 to 80%.
Wow.
With stream running, with Hunt, Discord, everything. You can just add it up when you look in Task Manager, and it's not even close to 100%. So.
Jesus.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, your computer.
I've had like different problems with NZXT. I've had it like literally show my fans going like impossibly fast when they're like only like 70%. Like it just other stuff. It seems like it has a lot of issues with like just basic monitoring. I've been having a lot of problems with it.
Depends. How fast is impossibly fast? Because they do spin like 6,000 RPMs or whatever.
Sorry, the actual numerical RPM is correct. But like in MSI, the fans will be going 70% and the bar is all the way full.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Same. It's just capped out or whatever. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't even I have all the fan support shut off and everything because I don't care about the like you could tell me it's going 4,000 RPMs or 55 billion RPMs. I don't
You're
care.
Like, yes. I know fast. What this means.
Yeah, spin fast.
Why aren't you going 5,000 RPMs?
What's wrong, Fancoon?
Oh god. Yeah, I don't think this is the episode I'm supposed to be on. I'm checking my contract.
Oh man.
I'm always the most unhinged when I've had nothing to drink at all.
Yeah, I'm not drinking water, I can't.
I kind of went on an aside, partially encouraged and enabled by Tyler here, but
sorry.
We are here, and we do have some spicy meatballs for you today.
Like, can we call them meatballs? Can
we get
hot meatballs and cold food?
I'm actually okay with that. I'm okay with that. Forget the takes. We just eat meatballs for an hour and a half.
It's a long title, but we're spelled out in the full phonetic, too. That's the spicy meatball in hot and cold brews. All this Fredophobia, we're going to get canceled in Italy.
So...
I'm sorry.
There's no way that we can segue easily into what we wanted to talk about.
Basically, what I want to say is some spicy meatballs are good. Some spicy meatballs have peppers in them that are so hot that they're actually toxic to humans. And when we talk about toxicity, you can see it everywhere. You can see it in food. You can see it in fan culture. You can see it in every time Logan logs onto Valorant, you know it's coming. Like, it's just like this aura that just pervades from him. But we are actually talking about not spicy meatballs, but
these segues are actually killing toxic, me inside.
Toxic stan culture, toxic fan culture, the stan culture, everything across
fandom,
the board.
Yeah.
Yep. Fandoms. Dream SMP. This is a 9-hour episode about Dream SMP.
Actually. Oh my god. I'm actually pretty uneducated on. Knowing that his stands ruin the internet, that's all I know is that like he's a guy who plays Minecraft, and then his fans suck.
Dude, you know what? And I hate to. I understand that different categories of games has different toxic base, but something about Minecraft streamers and YouTubers, they have such a toxic stan culture-esque group that it is.
They've got the monopoly.
Yeah, it's just
it's
so
it's
difficult.
Children, that's why.
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't.
they don't understand like what their words mean online or even in person. I mean, kids are cruel in school.
True.
Like they haven't developed. Like it's not an insult. It's just like a, you know, we were once there too, kind of.
Yeah, I broke up with my third grade girlfriend because she hugged me too much going to the bus stop.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, listen, that's embarrassing. That's valid.
I feel bad because now I'm
she
sitting here and I'm
about
like,
that first.
I know
that's valid. What were you wearing though?
I don't know. Whatever my mom put me in, probably a skateboard long sleeve t-shirt and
did
a pair
it,
of
bleached
jeans.
Did it warrant extra hugs? Like, were you
okay,
looking extra cute?
I mean, I was the hottest. I was the sexiest third grader in my class. So I was also the new kid.
I
had that going for me too. I'm talking about it's myself. I can hype myself up.
I can victim.
Yeah, my bad.
Myself.
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. You're right.
Oh man. But it's terrible.
Yeah, like it's all these kids, right? Who, for a lot of them, it's their first time getting into something too, right? Like if they, I mean, you know, if they, because I don't want to stereotype, but like, right? If they probably don't play
fucking
sports,
youths.
They probably don't have many extracurricular activities, and so they come home.
That's their thing, yeah.
Which I was one of those kids in school, but I was never a rabid fan. I just think it didn't exist really yet in our time. Mm. God, I'm old. God, we're old. But
true, dude. I saw something. I saw a post that said people talking about the '60s and the '90s is the equivalent of people talking about the '90s today, and that. Is depressing.
Yeah, I don't like that. Well, even now, like I come home from like whatever, and I see these kids, especially now that it's warmer out, playing like, you know, jackpot with the football next to the, you know, in the backyard or in the development, whatever. And I sit there,
jackpot. Holy shit.
Right, dude. But my problem is, I sit here and I'm like, these fucking kids are so loud, and then I go into my house and I'm like, I literally was that kid. Forever. Mm-hmm. Like until I was like 16, I was that fucking kid. And I'm sitting Holy here shit. And I'm like, fuck these kids for being loud in their development, playing games with their friends. Fuck them.
Cringe.
I'm trying to relax, man.
But yeah, I think they're because like you know, I think we're gonna pop around a lot. There is a lot of different flavors on this toxic rainbow, right? Like
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, 100%.
Like different sources of it, different reasons, different groups, mm-hmm. different demographics.
Severity, yeah.
And I think this one in particular comes from just lack of experience, just a lack of life experience, right? Mm-hmm. It's, hey, there's this thing I love, I'm into it, but I'm going to go to the to unhealthy extremes about it because I haven't learned, you know, how to not make one thing my personality yet. I haven't learned how to, you know, interact with other people with a third, you know, with a third objective piece, like a culture, like a fan culture, you know.
Am I not supposed to build my entire personality around a sports team that I like or something? Wait, is that?
Yeah, some people don't ever grow out of it. Which that is, I will, in a rare move, give credit to sports. I would say that they're definitely like toxic, but I think out of the toxic, they're like the least toxic.
They're toxic in their world, but like outside of
mm-hmm.
sports, yeah. I guess
yeah, they yeah, toxic. they're not coming to me walking down the street like, yeah. What team do you like?
Hey, buddy, are you a Mets fan?
I will say I went to a playoff game when I was living in New York City. I went to a playoff game, Tampa Bay Lightning versus New Jersey Devils. I'm a Tampa Bay Lightning fan. I was away in this scenario because Tampa is not in New Jersey. And I went to the game and there was a guy that came up. There are plenty of people that came up to me and talked shit or whatever, bumped into me because I'm wearing the opposing team's gear or whatever.
Oh my God.
There was a guy, but like, you know, it's in playful fun. They're talking shit or whatever. Okay. And then after they throw their jabs, then you just have a conversation. You just chill or whatever. Right. But there's one guy that came up to me clearly drunk off his ass. And he just goes, listen, I would never do this to you. And I wouldn't wish harm on anybody,
but
if someone were to stab you in the parking lot after the game, I wouldn't be upset. And then he left. I mean, he was trash, but this guy literally is like, if you died today,
I wouldn't care.
I would not be upset because you like sports team B and I like sports team A.
I think.
I mean, at least
we won 3-1, by the way, so he can go fuck himself. But
yeah. Fuck him.
So you were promptly stabbed because he was angry. I mean, at least he had the courtesy to say, I wouldn't do it, or hope
that
it happens.
Yeah, he said, I don't hope that it happens, but if it did, it'd be pretty lit.
My dad.
It'd be pretty poggers.
My dad, before I was born, he went to a Yankee. Maybe I was born. I don't know. At one point in my dad's life, he went to a Yankee game at Boston. And he was coming back to the car, and like everybody's car on that street that had any resemblance of a New York license plate, their tires were slashed. Yeah.
Okay, I take back what I said about sports fans. At least all the dream simps, they're just gonna call you an asshole on Twitter.
They're just gonna cancel you.
I think it's different if it's like.
Certain sports fandoms are specifically toxic. Like Philly fans. Woo,
what they did to their city when they won. Oh, my God.
Vancouver, what they do to their city when they lose. I mean, they can't make up their mind. That's crazy, yeah. I don't know if you guys paid any mind to this, but I'm sure, Logan, you've heard Hassan give the take that he refers to people who enjoy watching sports as sports weebs.
Because
he says that people who watch sports are the same type of people that watch anime. It's just for a different thing, which I reluctantly have to agree with because he's right. But I don't even think like we talked about gatekeeping before, and I feel like that's a whole separate issue. Like people in anime gatekeep, but I don't think the anime community is toxic.
I don't gatekeep.
No, Tyler, I gatekeep
you.
You do, actually. You do.
I gatekeep you.
I come in, I'm like, I think I want to watch this. And you're like, no. No, you're not ready for that yet. Fuck you.
I pull out a notepad. I'm like, you didn't see this one. You didn't tell me. Wait a minute.
I think
rewatched this one 4 times.
I think sports weebs are actually worse. I think they're actually more toxic if I had to compare them.
If it boils into real life, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. I think when it comes to sports in particular, I think it depends on who your sports team is playing against. Because if they're playing against Yankees, Red Sox, right? That shit is toxic as hell.
Yeah.
Because you have people that are like, fuck you, no, fuck you. But then like if the Yankees are playing, I don't fucking know, anybody else, then it's like, yeah, we don't like you, but we don't hate you. You're not the Red Sox. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's interesting.
And all American sports have nothing on soccer in Europe.
Yeah, true. People just fucking throw people off balconies like, yeah, we don't like you.
That's some toxicity, man. Because
I wonder... Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, so I was just gonna like to top it off. That they have like hundreds of years of toxicity. Like between two teams have been playing for against each other for like 300 years.
But you know what the difference is between sports and like content creators and shit? Is that sports teams as a group cannot have the impact that a content creator does in the sense of the sports team doesn't influence the viewer. In a certain
way, they do their own thing, and then people perpetuate it outside of it.
Right,
yeah.
And then with content creators and stuff too. People that watch them are like, oh no, I see them stream or I watch their videos every single day.
They're my friend.
I know who they are, right? Yeah. I know everything about them. So I'm gonna go to war for these fucking people.
That's like what is the word I'm looking for? Streamers can brigade. You know what I mean? Like that's a huge thing. Like streamers, content creators, whatever, can brigade other communities. Where like you're not going to see. I mean, sometimes back in the day, there were some hockey teams that kind of incited this. There were guys that jumped over the glass and fought fans before. But
that's badass. Not gonna lie.
It's it's a little cringe. Guy hits him over the head with a shoe. You know, I'll show you the video after this. But
oh my God.
But like for the most part, like as a team, you're right, Tyler, that like there's not that direct influence. Whereas like streamers, content creators can actually say like, no, fuck this guy. And then a group of people get together like an angry mob. It's perpetuated inside the fandom for sports, at least.
Right.
For sports.
So I think with like content creators and shit, I think it kind of goes like half and half in terms of like who to blame. Right. And I think I think I would lean more towards like content creators' fault for encouraging that, but they do have the ability to be like, hey, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, here's an interesting one. An example from this week. I don't know if you guys heard about it. Probably so not. XQC has, no surprise, been banned once again from NoPixel.
Again? I didn't know that he was allowed back in yet.
This is his
fourth time now, I think.
This time, yeah. I don't blame him, actually, like after looking into it. But either way, the reason I bring this up with this discussion is I think XQC's audience has a certain notoriety. The juicers, like that. If you would.
Yeah. Something like that.
And basically, there's no way to ever confirm this, but basically, like, literally, less than 2 hours after XQC was banned, someone DDoSed the entire server. It was down for an entire day.
Oh my god.
Yeah, everyone's like, okay, you know, some angry juicer.
It was X.
Some angry juicer. I love it.
Shut it down. And then it happened again 2 days later as well.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Like, and I was bringing that up because, like Tyler said, it's sometimes kind of 50-50. Does XQC or people like him have a responsibility to rein in their audience?
Yeah, that's such a tough question because it's like the obvious answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, they have a responsibility, but how?
Yeah. Right?
Like, I watch enough political commentators or political, you know, drama boys on YouTube and Twitch or whatever. And like, there are plenty of times, like, you know, Destiny's departnering and stuff. Like, there are times where you can say, like, you know, you really need to rein in your community so they don't ruin somebody's life. But at the same time, like, you look at the steps that those other communities took, and like, people that are not following guidelines get banned from the community and they get kicked out of servers and Discords mm-hmm. and Reddits and blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
How much can you do? Like, do you have to employ a whole team of people and pay them all to make sure that anybody who says a no-no word is like, exiled from the community for the rest of eternity? Or is it like, here are the rules, if we see it we'll get rid of you? Is that enough? You know, where is the line where you say, okay, like, you've done enough, you don't have to do anything right. further, anything past this point?
I was just saying, like, yeah, because like, how can we expect someone to like patrol a subreddit, right?
Yep,
or their Discord, you know.
You miss one post, you miss one message on Discord, and all, you know, like, your whole life, you know. This isn't a great example, but maybe I'm going overboard. Let me think of something less bad. Okay, somebody is in your Discord and posts like pictures of like shrooms or something, and it's illegal to, you know, it's an illegal substance or whatever, like crack, like, and you miss it, you're not paying attention, and it's in like the fucking, you know, the porn category channel or whatever, you know, like, you just miss it. Are you responsible for going through that every day or making somebody go through that every day? That's like the Facebook people that have to go through all the abuse like requests or whatever, like complaints. Like, could you imagine like hiring somebody to be like, can you look at the worst shit in my Discord and my Reddit every single day of your life? No shot. Like,
and I feel like there's only so much that you can put on that kind of a team, right? Like, because you're like, okay, yeah, go take care of this.
Agree.
But at the same time, you're like, I can sit here, and if I'm live streaming, I can ban people who I think are being toxic. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if I start getting bigger and I start having people come in that I don't see right away and I can't catch it, that's not my fault, because it's not, I didn't tell them to show up.
Yeah, and it's so hard to see where the line is, because like, you'll try your best, you'll do your best, and all of a sudden, like, something's gonna slip through, and everybody'd be like, "Oh, this guy's canceled. Fuck this guy."
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, you know,
right?
And there's nothing you can do about that. But
something that I think I hope a lot of content creators kind of go in the direction of is similar to what Ludwig did a lot, and talk about parasocial relationships, and talk with his chat about how, you know, but they aren't friends, they don't know each other, like, you know, he's an entertainer. Where I think like a lot of like, I don't want to say old school streamers, but like people that started streaming a while ago, like even like Tim the Tap Man, I love him to death. I think his community is really like really genuinely nice people, because they're all like older, but there are some people in there that I can imagine, you know, when, you know, he's having a bad game and he gets shot down by somebody with a TTV in their name, they're going to go to that person's Twitch and start talking shit to them.
And just smash them into bits, yeah.
Right. So, yeah. And I think, you know, he does do a certain level of being like, hey, no, don't do that, don't do that. But then, you know, sometimes he will kind of just be like, you know, this stream's a sniping fucker. Let's go see what he's up to.
Yeah.
And like pull
yeah,
up his stream. And I'm just like, well, you can't, you know, you can't do
can't
that.
Can't have it both ways.
Yeah. You can't sit here and be like, no, don't do this. And then be like, I'm literally going to pull you all in here to watch this. Like,
well, yeah. And I was going to bring up, right, kind of an argument to the opposite is like, it, you know, not to get political, but Trump, right? Like, mm-hmm, one of the biggest criticisms we had for his presidency, at least, you know, people who were critical of him, was his enabling of toxic behavior, right? Mm-hmm. To a higher extreme, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
that is a good point, though. Yeah.
But at the same time, you kind of like also kind of answered that earlier when you would, because it's also like, you know, streamers will say, hey, you know, every now and then, hey, listen, don't do shitty things in my name. You know, yeah, you're not welcome yeah, to do that. Where with Trump, it was just Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
The yeah, best yeah, example is there are so many content creators that just have wholesome communities. Yeah. The first thing I always think of is like, well, maybe that's actually not the best example. Let's say like Beanan's community. No, because Pokimane's community can get a little bit like white knighty, you know what I mean?
Oh,
they can, like,
okay,
they can yeah, still be great.
Not my queen.
Like, Beanan's is a great example. Like I watch her content a bunch, and like her community is just like so focused on existing inside that space and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And like that's what you want. You want people yeah, to engage in that space and engage with people in that space and have a good time, create a positive community, and then not engage in the toxic stuff on the other end. You know what I mean? Valkyrie's community is actually a good one for that too. Like pretty healthy, self-sustaining and stuff.
You know who also might like unbelievably fall into that category would be Dr. Disrespect.
True. Yeah, true.
And because yeah, I was just thinking in my head, I was going to mention at the behest of Cringe, a lot of VTubers have communities like that.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, you said it. You said the thing. That was on my bingo board.
But that got me thinking of Dr. Disrespect, because I was thinking like, oh, is it because it's
characters?
So there's another layer of separation, right?
Yeah. They're in that world, yeah.
Everyone who watches Dr. Disrespect knows that it's not the, you know, they know the
guy. That
guy,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Something else too that I think I'm sure you guys already thought about, but as typical me, I'm late to a lot of things. I think another thing that kind of enables the level of toxicity that certain communities have is the amount of collaboration that somebody has with other people. Like I think a big reason why I think Minecraft could, like the Minecraft Twitch community, is toxic as shit is because there's so much interconnections with other Minecraft streamers that individuals chats see, you know, the drama that happens between certain streamers on this Minecraft server or whatever. So I think that there's a certain level of collaboration where you're just like, okay, well, they're seeing all of this anyway. I don't know.
I would argue that that's actually proof of the opposite, because the Minecraft streamers enable that type of behavior to go into the other chats and like not necessarily be annoying, but to engage in the way that they do. Because if you look at like offline TV, mm-hmm, or if you look at like, you know, the Valkyrie, Corpse, Sukuno, like that group, Disguised Toast, like their communities don't do what the Minecraft communities do. And I don't want to say they're just as big. Actually, I would say they're just as big with Jacksepticeye and all those other people. Like,
yeah,
they're definitely just as big. And they don't do that. Like, they just like unequivocally avoid that. Like, that doesn't exist in the same way that it does for Minecraft, like content creators. They have the same thing where they collab all the time. Yeah, exactly. Just cancel the 8-year-olds and we're fine.
Yeah.
We've solved it. World hunger is done.
Twitch's TOS should have it so that there's nobody under the age of 18 that can be involved in Twitch that can't sign up or anything.
It's currently 13, but it took them till, what, this year to actually enforce it? And they were like, oh, shoot. And then they banned a bunch of Fortnite players that have made millions of dollars on Twitch because...
Damn, they blocked me on Fortnite. Damn, my Twitch is not there anymore. I don't know why.
Oh my god.
Turns around, Dad's not actually there. He's been sitting in a room all by himself.
Oh god.
Jesus.
Oh god, this got dark.
Yeah.
Another thing I was thinking about when we were talking about the sports versus content creators, whatever, just a quick aside, is I feel like I always get into the math of stuff, so I forgive everyone for not having numbers on hand, but I have to imagine that the percentage of people that engage in toxic or negative, like, stan behavior from online communities has to be way higher than sports. Like, you can imagine, like, here's the drunk guy that gets in fights at the hockey game and, you know, yells obscenities or whatever. And that's, like, the one fan that does that. Then there's, like, 10 or 15 that, like, hate on the other team's fans but are generally nice people. And then everybody else is just watching because they like sports.
Right.
With, like, content creators, I feel like a much larger percentage is vocal and is, like, in the limelight, is in the front.
You know what?
Because you can hop on Twitter and 10,000 people can say, yo, you fucking suck.
It's so in a reply. Easier.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just type that and say, see you later, and then never deal
with it. It's a lot different to type something out and say it online than it is to say it to somebody's face or even in a video call. It's just
exactly. If you're drunk at a ball game and you call out a big dude, you know, a real way
from you're getting a hot dog thrown at your head. Yeah,
right. Exactly. So you might think twice about it. Online, you're just like, dream is cringe.
I think
true.
My favorite
dream cheated.
My favorite, you know, situation that I like to reference when it comes to, like, the level of, like, toxicity that people can be on the internet. Somebody, Claire, do you know who Ginger is? Like, the Melee player Ginger?
Not off the top of my head, okay. But I'll...
Well, regardless.
For the sake of this conversation, yes. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Regardless, he was having issues running Melee on his computer at a certain, like, refresh rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in there and I tried to help him, like, figure out what the issue is.
Oh, I remember this.
And I'm like, oh, well, you know, my experience, you know, my monitor, if I had one that went at 144 and I had one that went at 60, my BIOS automatically set my 144 hertz monitor down to 60. So I couldn't change it. So that's what was causing me, like similar issues. And everybody was like,
die.
Check please, this guy's fucking wrong. And I'm like okay, that's just from what I experienced. I'm like, nope, you're wrong, idiot, dumbass, don't listen to him. And, like, I was having, like, a genuine conversation with this guy, and he was like, no, everybody's like, fuck you, guy, get out of here. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna mute this thread, you guys can just say whatever.
I'm just gonna go.
I think somebody told me that, like, they wish, like, my family died or something like that. I don't know, but I'm just like, same. Fuck, I don't know what I'm gonna tell you. Right. So I'm just like, the internet can be, because, like, if I went up to somebody on the street, right, then they're like, oh man, I'm having this issue, and I'm like, well, let me help. I don't expect somebody to come over and be like, no, actually, you're a fucking idiot.
That's fuck wrong, dude. I hope you get run over, you dumb fucking
idiot. Literally. I'm like, I have no what?
And I feel like this is all born out of a very existential place, right? Like, or a very metaphysical conversation about, like, you know, why do people make something their entire personality? And it's been, and I think it comes down to, like, kind of subconsciously, internally, you know, you ask yourself what makes you you, and, you know, a lot of people would just say the things they like, you know, or just, like, traits, you know, it does get kind of, like, hard to, like, define yourself outside of other things that are independent of yourself. And I guess there's just a lot of people who can't find a real self identity, most likely.
Yeah.
They get influenced a lot easier in that case, for sure. When they're like, here's this one thing I like, I have to make sure that this one thing stands as a monolith in my life. You know what I mean? Like, nothing can happen to my dream, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like,
I see what you did there.
I feel like, a lot of this also stems to how like, who you are as a person, right? Like, if you're more extroverted than introverted, you most likely will be more empathetic towards, you know, a situation where somebody's trying to tell, like, where, like, there's, like, a toxic fan base and you're like, whoa, I noticed this is toxic and I don't want to be a part of it. Where, like, there are other people that are, and again, this obviously is not always the case, but, like, I feel like a lot more
always
times,
the case,
100, yeah, literally 110%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where, like, more introverted people tend to be more toxic just because they haven't had that social interaction.
Yeah, fuck enough? Introverts.
Hey, my girlfriend's an introvert, buddy.
Oh, yeah, so is mine. I was joking. Yeah, true.
Well, who's getting toxic now, introvert fandom?
No, fuck you, buddy.
Oh, God, they're coming.
Yeah, are we technically a part of the introvert fandom, Tyler? Is that technically right? That's true.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm in.
I'm a extrovert Stan.
I
like omnivores actually.
Omniverts. I think I'm a I eat.
Herbiverts.
I gotta go.
Perverts.
Perverts.
Those are smash stands.
Oh god. Yo, Nairo first stream back. Yeah, let's go, dude. By the way.
He's
sorry.
On YouTube now, right?
Yeah.
He had 800,000 so I watched it yesterday, like last night or something. I forget, like while I was covering a shift or whatever at work. I was watching it and I think it was maybe 14 hours old and it had almost 1 million views, dude. It was like 14th on trending in
first 8 Damn. Minutes of his stream. He had up to like 20,000 people.
God, so Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I want to say that's so cool, and then fucking something else is gonna come out and be just as bad. I'm gonna feel bad, so I'm gonna temper my congratulations.
Yeah, it's crazy, but that's something too. Is that like that's the opposite of toxic culture? Is like it's more of like an uplifting community, like. You know, people that really want to see people grow and do well.
And change, yeah.
Right, right. And I think it's kind of like yin and yang, right? Where, like, you have, like, the people that are like, oh, fuck yeah, like, you do it, like, you know, go for it. And other people are like, we're going to fuck this guy.
If Pickles goes for that, she dies. That's a dead cat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But
100 Days of Summer reference, one of the best movies of all time. Thank you.
I've never seen it.
I've only seen it twice.
What?
We watched it together, two separate occasions.
I've never seen that.
I've seen it like 30 times. So
I've never seen The Godfather either.
I haven't seen it since I was a
I've seen it in segments. I've seen the entire movie, but like not at once. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen the sequels.
What's that one? What's the one movie with Robert De Niro? That's not the one movie because it's almost every Robert De Niro movie where he plays like he plays the dad of this kid who gets involved in like the drug game, not on purpose. And he's like, you know, you want to know who's the real man? The working man's the real man or whatever. And like, he like has that like, really, it's like based in the Bronx. I gotta find it now. It's going to bother me.
You've lost me, brother.
Training Day? No.
Meet the Fockers. That's not right.
Nope. I don't even think he's in that movie.
Meet the Fockers. He is. He's going to meet the parents too. Yeah. Cause in Meet the Fockers, they all take that tour bus to go see Ben Stiller's parents.
Ben Stiller's father is played by
the guy in Rain Man.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but his wife's name in the movies. But no, her and her parents go to meet Ben Stiller's parents with them.
Robert De Niro's not any of those actors though.
Yeah, Robert De Niro is
who is he in the movie?
I've seen the movie. Robert De Niro is in Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents.
He's not any of the parents.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of Al Pacino.
I got him. I got him.
Oh, that's why I did the hoo-wah. That's the Al Pacino. Oh,
I laughed
God.
Anyway.
I was like, oh, you know what got my brain back on the right rails? I started thinking of the I Have Nipples Want to Milk Me fucker scene.
Oh my god.
Then I was like, wait, oh, Robert, that's great.
You want to milk me?
I just completely mixed up the. Oh my god. I'm sorry, I mixed up my classic Italian American actor.
Oh my god.
They're all
oh,
the same.
There's xenophobia here. Eh? Disclaimer, I am part Italian. I can make these jokes.
Oh my
True. God.
Jesus. I'm going to find this movie. We can keep talking though, and then I'll yell it out when I find it.
Let's go. The Irishman?
No.
I couldn't finish that. I watched an
Creed?
Creed.
He's in
Creed?
Creed?
No, I'm just naming random ass movies.
Movies with Italian guys in it. That one has Stallone.
I'll know when I come up. I'll know when I find it. A Bronx Tale, baby.
A Bronx Tale.
That is a good fucking movie.
You said two of the three words in that already.
I did.
Couldn't put it together.
It
come
was
on.
A tale with the Bronx involved.
Come on, what are you doing?
Hey,
I'm walking here. This is New York. I'm doing it.
Oh, okay. I will not participate in this for the record. Won't be me.
Give me a
cappuccino with an extra shot of espresso. What are you doing? Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Come on. You acted like a spoiled parmesan.
Yeah, guys, I have a meeting. I gotta go.
Let's go down to the local bakery and get ourselves a nice croissant or whatever, you know?
Croissant, the classic Italian word. Oh, my God.
A croissant, eh?
Go down and get ourselves a nice fresh New York slice at our favorite local restaurant, Sbarro.
Sbarro. It's my favorite New York slice.
I'm actually sweating. I gotta get some water.
Wow,
I'll
where
did back.
That train go? Really,
here's the hottest take. Clear. Listen, we're gonna eventually do this food take episode. Sbarro, good pizza.
Yeah, it's
Sorry.
Not bad. It's not
Sorry.
Bad. Yeah,
I've never
it's
had
not
it.
Bad.
Good pizza.
I've never
it's
had
not
it.
Traditional, right? You're like, good oh, this pizza. Isn't like, yeah. You're like, this isn't classic pizza, but it's fine.
It's pretty close though. Like they stay pretty true to the you know
yeah,
to the experience. It's a little overblown. They have massive giant pizzas, but
yeah. It's fine, yeah. I have nothing wrong
the heart,
with it.
The heart of the pizza's there.
If
you
guys ever go to, like, Rochester, Buffalo area where you can find a Perry's, those fucking pizzas are delicious, and they come in slices. You can get them in pies, but their slices are, like that wide.
Mm-hmm. That's like Caputo's
like
around
huge.
Here.
It's fucking huge. Like, one slice is, like, two. It's, like, 2 to 3 slices of pizza.
Caputo's makes an 18-inch pie and then sells by the slice, like, over the counter. And they only cut their pies into 6 slices.
Oh my God.
So imagine that. You pay $4 for a slice, but it's like 9 slices in one, dude. It's wild.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh man, now I want to watch a Bronx Tale.
I'm still super upset. Like, forgive me if I'm already repeating stories and we're 12 episodes into a podcast, but.
That's the best part, callbacks.
Oh my God, am I forgetting their name?
I think
oh
one time
God.
Is a callback, two
oh
times is
no.
repeating.
Okay, I got it. Okay. When I was going to school in Albany, there was a place that opened up, a pizza place called Ernesto's. And on the first day, they just had their door open and everything was free. You could come in. They just baked a bunch of pizzas. They're like, try our stuff. You'll like it. It was delicious. So I started going every day and getting their chicken bacon ranch pizza. It is, to this day, the best chicken bacon ranch pizza I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Damn.
I don't think any of the people that worked there were Italian, but they had it figured out.
Damn.
I don't know what they did. And then they also had a deal where if you got a parking ticket from Albany County or whatever, you could show them the parking ticket and they would give you 2 slices of pizza. If you had the parking ticket within 48 hours or whatever, they'd give you 2 free slices of cheese pizza. Yes, sir.
Was that a deal with the city to generate revenue for them?
Maybe, I guess, yeah. But it was so good. And then, like, maybe 2 months after they opened or whatever, a pipe burst and they shut down so that they could, like, repair or whatever, and then just never opened again forever.
Mm.
Like, you know, people have, like, the before and after in their lives, and it's, like, very distinct to know. This was my life before X and after X. It was Ernesto's pizza for me. That was the true, despite all the other stories I tell, that was the true split in my life was before and after Ernesto's.
Jesus.
Sorry I got on that whole rant just because you guys talked Italian for like 15 seconds, but.
How do we get from toxic culture to Italian pizza?
Dude, you want to talk about cancel culture? They canceled Ernesto's. The state canceled Ernesto's.
The pipe canceled Ernesto's. Yeah, plumbers, the plumbers union canceled Ernesto's.
Oh, my God. What's Ernesto's? So toxic, dude. Oh. Well, let me retell the story. No, you're just going to have to watch. You're going to have to watch the episode. My favorite pizza of all time was from this new place that opened up in Albany called Ernesto's. Mm. And I had their pizza literally every day. Chicken, bacon, ranch, every single day. Ooh. Like, they knew every day. My all-time favorite. 2 months later, a pipe burst and they had to close down to like fix it and get like recertified by the city or whatever, and they never opened up again. Closed forever.
Sag.
Best pizza. There's no competition. I've never had anything that's in the same league.
If only those plumbers knew how to lay pipe.
True. Hey, I can throw them a thing or two. No, I can't.
You're certified?
I'm lying. Also, I was telling Logan, they had a deal where if you got a parking ticket from the city of Albany and you brought it in within 48 hours, they gave you free 2 slices of cheese pizza.
I love that. Holy shit. That's great.
I do remember one of the guys that like had the recipe for the dough or whatever. Part of their whole shtick with the parking tickets was the guy had spent some amount of time in prison or whatever, and then like when he got out, he wanted to open up like a pizza shop or whatever to like get out of that world. Like he wanted to, you know, open a restaurant and do good, and then shut down. So maybe he got back into crime. Maybe that's why they shut down.
The pizza was made out of people.
Yeah. Good people, actually, dude.
They were money.
You got me hooked.
They're money. Soylent
Green is made from people.
That's not basil. That's. My there was a place down in Troy called Carluccio's that I went to that I loved. They had a thing, it was called the All American Hero, or like it's like a sub. Mm-hmm. And it had 2 pieces of fried chicken, onion rings, hot sauce, a little bit of like light mayo, and like something else, and like American or cheddar cheese, and something else in it too. Mm-hmm. Dude, that shit, I gained like 8 pounds and I only went there 3 times, but that shit banged and they ended up shutting down.
Bro, this has got to be under like an NSFW tag, this episode, because
this is
you got me feeling some type of way.
My mouth is
soaked. Can our toxic fandom save me from the other cast members?
Oh, man. But yeah, I just, you know what else is really funny too, is like,
your face.
Hey, true.
So I really enjoyed the part.
So white now. Your profile picture is white.
What are you trying to say?
It's a blank background that hurts my eyes.
Damn. Whitey. Sus.
Now you're gonna talk shit about my green background, dude. Nice.
Damn.
Real big of you.
Yeah, wow, big man, no, big man.
Profile pic. Because like when he leaves, the white blows up from behind. Yeah.
I know.
If you did, it would just be Magnus Carlsen staring at sorry.
Oh, you got it. No, you got it. I trust you. You can just say his abbreviation. You don't have to say the full name.
No, I'm actually forgetting it. Fuck.
Magnum Carlsen.
No. Hold on. It's
not Magnus Carlsen. No.
It's
Magnus Carlsen.
It's only the 5th highest rated chess player.
Oh my god. No.
My favorite player is Ali Reza Faruja, but he looks nothing like me. He's Iranian.
Very
different.
Okay. Ali Reza Faruja, that was the name.
I'm gonna remember that forever. Yeah.
Chess.
Maxime Vachir Legrave is the name of the guy in my profile pic.
Okay.
MVL.
When you say these things, it reminds me of there's a card in the Office board game that I played when I was younger, and one of the cards was like, name the 5 ping pong players that Dwight was admired. Yeah. And I was like, how the fuck? But what I was trying to say was like,
do you remember them? You can't rattle them off?
No, fuck no.
This is rigged.
I know.
You're literally a fake fan, and the rest of the fans are gonna kill you.
Yeah, like Billie Eilish, William Eyelash.
The Office fan base is so.
Oh god, here we go. Separate episode. Hold on. Actually, we can get into it. We want to talk about toxic fan base, we can do it.
I think this is the place. I think barrier to entry is really low. But when you get in there, and if you make a mistake, you will get shit on forever.
I was going to say, though, I don't think Office fans are really toxic. They're just annoying.
They're very, actually.
They're cringe, but I've never been like accosted by an Office fan.
There was one time where I was pretty much fucking got my dick cut off because I said I misspoke. I didn't even misspeak, but I said something that nobody appreciated. Because it was a hot take that I threw into this group chat. Or this Facebook group specifically for Office fans.
Oh no, you came into their home.
I said that Karen
No girl, mercy there, yeah.
Literally. I said that Karen, Jim's girlfriend before he starts dating Pam, was better for him than Pam was.
True.
And I started like going into it and I was like, Pam's also a homewrecker because of the way that she went at Jim and told Jim that she was expressing her like feelings for him so far into his relationship with Karen that it ruined their relationship.
Jim's also a homewrecker too. Don't forget about Roy. I forgot who I was watching, but they were having that conversation. Like it was a group of people having that conversation.
If you don't kiss your best friend before your wedding,
how much better? Oh, it was on the Scuff podcast when Ludwig was on there and Harley Mornstein stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
They were talking about The Office and they were like, how much better would that show be if like. Instead of watching like kind of through the eyes of Jim and Pam, you could watch from Roy's perspective of having like the love of his life like ripped from him and then like slowly getting back to normal. You know what I mean? Like getting his life together and focusing
even like
on
overcoming that and going beyond what like
yeah, exactly.
His normal. Yeah, that would be super interesting.
I was gonna say it's played for laughs when he comes back, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
exactly. Oh my God, Roy's like this
we're going
good guy
to the
now,
wedding
but...
of my ex husband of my ex fiance or whatever, and
but
then
yeah,
he ends up being like an
had...
awesome guy.
Such a journey, like you're saying, right? Yeah, it's yeah. Like, yeah,
something that I so basically when I put that in there, I was expecting kind of a backlash because somebody was asking us to put in like our unpopular opinions of the show, and everybody would say an unpopular opinion, but it'd be a popular opinion. People would be like, "Oh, I hate Andy," and everyone's like, "Oh, fuck Andy,"
yeah.
And so
fuck Andy,
right? So.
It's the last season.
Yeah, and I think that's what everybody's... Everybody didn't like Andy because Andy was, like, rewritten so many times because they didn't know how to fit him in that they were just like, he didn't really stick with us. But, like, when I put that Karen is better than Pam thing in there, I got fucking berated. The first comment on there was, hey, buddy, you just finished doing yoga? Because that was a stretch. And, like, everybody else is, like, coming in there being like, who the fuck is this guy? And I'm like, what? What did I say that changed your life in a negative way? Like, did me posting on a Facebook, commenting on a Facebook post, change your life?
Clearly, it did. Yeah.
Right. Well, and it's back to the thing, right? Where they get like overly emotionally invested in the story
because that's case, their thing. Yeah, true.
In this
true.
Case, it's not so much each person, right? Individually. Right. It's the love story between them because they either want it for themselves or whatever, you know. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I have said
on this podcast before, go on any dating app with this generation, and every single I'm sure the guys do the reverse, but like every single girl is like, it's the Pam looking for her gym.
Cringe.
It's terrible. Did I put an Office quote in my Tinder bio before I met Kate?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I did. And was it the classic "you miss 100% of the shots you don't take" Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott quote? Yeah,
of course it was.
That's just a joke.
Oh no, I don't give you any leeway on that.
But
really
does it?
Bad.
Is it better?
Oh, that's just as bad.
Is it better that's
a well-crafted joke in the show as opposed to like cringely obsessing over the. The love story.
Is it better that before that I also put down my mom always asked me why I can't close with women and I still can't answer her. Sorry, mom.
Oh my God.
That was like a double entendre kind of deal because like, yeah, I can't close with women still, but also I can't like complete that task and like make my mom like happy because she's dead.
Oh my like, God.
Nobody got
and
it.
That'll end the show. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Oh man.
Oh.
We did truly kind of talk about that too. Now that you bring up The Office, I'm like thinking about other. You know, we've talked about Star Wars versus Lord of the Rings, and you know, they're
Star Wars fans like are bad.
I think Seinfeld fans are bad too.
I just don't like Seinfeld. I never found it funny.
I've never been a big fan of Seinfeld either, but
I think it's very good.
I think it's a fine show.
Bass is great. I love the bass. Like love it. That's great. That's it.
The theme song.
Well, yeah, that plays in all the transitions and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Because they did live every time, which is cool.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I think the show has a lot of good actors and characters on it. Yeah. I just think its core was pretty shot. Like, I just think the initial concept of
Jerry Seinfeld's not that funny.
That's what I'm saying. The idea of like, oh, we'll just let Seinfeld riff for an hour. Or half hour. It's like, well, his material's not that good.
Well, that's not like, you know, it's bad when, like, as of now, like, you're not remembered for your stand-up comedy. You're remembered for a fucking movie where you voice acted over a bee. Like,
to be fair, the bee movie's fantastic.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Best of our generation.
But what I'm saying is, like, you became popular off of your stand-up comedy and like your slapstick humor. And people now remember you as Barry the Bee from the Bee Movie.
Although I
Freddie Benson's father.
I'm going to go.
It was confirmed. They confirmed it. That's just true. That's not even a conspiracy theory.
I know.
You like jazz?
That's just genealogy, boys.
Imagine.
I don't believe in that shit. I'm out.
Imagine hitting stardom and becoming a. I think he's a billionaire too, because like I think he makes really good investments too. Like after Seinfeld, but imagine getting that rich and it all starting with what's the deal with airline food?
True.
Just imagine the shittiest form that comedy ever took was like you know, one dimensional observational humor. In my opinion, that was the lowest comedy ever was at ever.
I think my favorite form of stand-up comedy, and I think it reflects in my own humor, is very much like dark, like past trauma, make it laugh. Like
John Mulaney, baby.
John Mulaney was big. Kevin Hart, when Kevin Hart was really big, I listened to him a lot. He was hilarious. He still is funny, but like he was like.
I like social commentary comedy too, obviously, but I think everybody can commit to that.
There's
because when you're nervous about talking about something, you can at least laugh at it. Everybody gets something out of that.
There's one person, I think they're asexual. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But like it's a British person that they bring their like that like course of like action like into their comedy, and they talk about like the struggle of being not a cis white female.
Mm.
And it's really funny. Katie made me watch it and I laughed. And sometimes the things Katie makes me watch just doesn't make me laugh. Don't tell her I said that.
Oh God! Wow, this is
linking podcast Katie right now.
Sean, if you ever listen to this, everything you say is funny.
Well, whatever you hear on this podcast is no.
I'm taking the Alex Jones defense. Nobody could possibly believe that I'm who I say I am.
Did you hear about him like potentially?
I saw the video. The people came out afterward, and it's some like volunteer community or whatever that was like helping just shuttle kids. Like they didn't have anything to do with the place. That's why he was like, "Oh, I don't know. I'm just here to pick up these kids and bring like that." They were just a shuttle service.
Very
that
sus.
Was like, "Yeah, well, was, no, that's yeah.
very."
I was
sus.
Gonna say because if it was real, right, it would have been a much bigger story a day later.
Yeah.
Well, no, the thing is fucking the people that believe it. Believe that it won't be a bigger story. They're like, oh, the media won't cover it because they're part of the cabal that eats children or whatever.
I'm saying like I knew it. I started to think, oh, okay, there's no shot that's real. When like I didn't immediately see in the news, you know, massive racket unveiled.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Like when I didn't hear about this guy going to jail for 1,000 years, you know, or whatever. I was like, oh, that's not real.
Yeah. Yeah, and plus, like, as soon as he walks in, it's so funny just watching the way that he moves physically. Alex Jones reminds me in mannerisms. Yeah, go ahead. Before I say anything. Where's the front of the car for reference? Because that's the most important part of this conversation.
Here.
Okay.
In this space.
Oh, shit. Wait, hold on.
Where are you going, coward?
It's big foghorn leghorn energy.
Actually, it's not. It's actually. Hold on.
Kids, ask your parents who that is.
Right, I'm here. I'm here, sir.
Yeah, he was looking pretty big. Stop, in that video, coward. Too.
Where are these children going?
Go over here. You're not an intellectual. You're a fraud. And you're not an intellectual.
You're a rapist.
He walks up like 2 seconds. Oh, fuck. Literally 2 seconds in, and he's trying to hold the car back. Like, that shit blew my mind. And then the guy just backs up.
Well, and like the thing I'm thinking too is, right? So, like, because it was at the border. You're at the border, and like, I mean, if these guys are, you know, if they're trafficking kids, they're probably cartel members, right? They're going to have guns.
Like, yeah, it's not going to be some rando, yeah.
It's not going to be some, I mean, it might be for, like, incognito, but he's going to have a gun, though. He's going to have a gun and be somebody who's not afraid to use it. Like, yeah. Because they would much rather a random dude get shot in the street and then, like, wow, that was mysterious, than their guy go to jail and turn on him, right? Like,
yeah, of course.
So, like, yeah, Yeah, in my mind, like, don't get me wrong, emotionally, I would want to, like, jump in front of the car, right, and save kids. But I'm also, like, I'm just going to get shot. Like, I'm going to call the police.
Yeah, she's like, that is crazy. How did we
Let's talk about the Alex Jones fandom. the most toxic fandom of all. The Literally. Hard right. The hard right.
But I was going to say before you got up for your acting debut.
Thanks. My back cracked a lot.
Hey, I got you. Listen, I respect it. His mannerisms remind me a lot of the same mannerisms that Jim Carrey employs. Like the full body, like you see him like use, you know, it's not as like comical in like the caricatures that like Jim Carrey can make of his own body, but it's the same idea. Like you just see him like huff and puff, and like you just see him flail his limbs in directions while he's talking about stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, Jim Carrey is, wasn't he, so he said something about like not wanting to take vaccines. He was an anti-vaxxer, but then like he had to like come back out and be like, I'm not anti-vaxxer, I'm like anti, and he pulled out a specific thing that's like in most vaccines, and he's like, I'm against this part.
Well, you know about his wife, right?
I have no idea, not just about Jenny his McCarthy. Life, but I have no idea about his wife. He's married to Jenny McCarthy?
Or either he is or he used to be.
Was, yeah, I think they're divorced now, okay. Yeah.
But I know that when they were together, she was a massive anti-vaxxer. I think she still is. But she was like not even like anti-COVID vax, like anti-measles shot, anti-polio vaccine. Like, she's like one of those straight up, like, it causes autism people, you know?
Wow.
So, like, probably a lot of it came from
there.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, yikes is right, yeah.
She's married to Donnie Wahlberg now, Mark Wahlberg's brother. The Wahlburgers.
Yeah, it checks out.
I love Wahlberg's acting, but don't look into his life too much.
Wahlburgers on 183rd in Manhattan, banger. And the guy, if you get the guy there that's the bartender, he gives you free drinks if you try his personal concoctions.
Ooh.
Goddamn.
As weird as that sounds, it was lit. We got like $60 a piece. Chris and I got $60 a piece. Fucking free drinks when we were there. It's awesome.
Were they good drinks though?
Oh yeah, yeah. He made one that was like some take on like a orange blossom honey whiskey drink with it. It was good. It was good shit. It's good shit.
Sorry, now I'm looking. I'm in a rabbit hole of Jim Carrey's life. And I learned that
I love Jim Carrey. I'll die for Jim Carrey.
Yeah, same.
I'll do
yeah.
It.
Besides his shit back steak, but
his daughter is a singer songwriter.
Let's go.
Most are, yeah. Nepotism, baby.
Let's go.
I'm not saying she's not talented or anything, but, you know. Oh. Why not take the shortcut? If you have the shortcut, why not take it?
Do you remember? Yeah.
Agree.
Who sang fucking Kings and Queens? It was like L something? Let me see. Hold on.
Wait, what? Oh, like the intro?
No. There's a song. I'm trying to find it.
I was like, do you mean the show Kings and Queens with Kevin James?
King of Queens.
L King. She
L.E. King.
Yeah, sorry, L.E. King. She's
Rob Schneider's daughter. Yeah.
She's Rob Schneider's daughter, dude. When I learned that, it blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I was like, oh. So the story's actually kind of interesting. Her mother is a British actress, and basically she was like a one-night stand baby. So like she didn't grow up raised by Rob Schneider, though. They like that's... they later connected in life, and like it's and from like I mean of course articles don't know every in and out, but like it's healthy, but apparently they're not like super super close.
Right, dude, that's so funny.
So she built herself up though on her. Well, I mean her mother I guess was like still an actress, but you know she built herself up though.
Damn.
Without the Schneider name, at least.
Can you imagine growing up like, yeah, I'm a Schneider?
Rab Schneider is.
Rab Schneider
is a dog.
Rab Schneider plays Corn of the Cob.
That's one of my favorite South Park bits of all time, hands down. Good. The last one, derp 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 derp. There's no words. Derp derp this fall. Oh my god.
They kind of recycle that too, because they're just like the one where the I forgot what the just like the part like the reasoning for it, but like the people in South Park kept saying they're taking our jobs or they're stealing our jobs, and like it just kept degrading to like get rid of our job.
At one point it was a chicken. At one point it's like a rooster.
Like, get our job.
It was immigrants from the future.
That's right. That's right. Mm. Wow. Flat. We are.
The whole thing is a very heavy handed metaphor.
We are off topic. Holy fuck.
No, we are exactly on
turns
topic.
Out, turns out the most toxic fandom was the friends we made along the way.
True. True.
Respect. Yeah, respect
and vouch.
Oh shit! I had a toxic fandom question. Oh, I did want to talk about some more classical ones like Star Wars.
Yeah,
because Star Wars fans go hard in the fucking paint.
Yeah.
You think there's anything unique about Star Wars itself? Like, is the IP that breeds that toxicity? You think there's something about it, or
not the actual content of the universe, right? Nothing in the inherent story. I think it's the fact that it's been a beloved franchise for 40 years. I think it's more the longevity and the fact that it's like existed pervasively in culture for so long, right? Gotcha. Like, it could be anything that it could happen to, but Star Wars is a little bit unique in that aspect, that it's been this pop culture juggernaut for almost 50 years now.
Yeah, I cannot believe it's been 20 years since the first Lord of the Rings movie released. 2001, dude.
Yeah,
2001.
That's crazy. About right.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Saw that in theaters. I was 6.
I remember seeing a VHS of it. My neighbors like owned the VHS, I remember.
The first last memory I have of my parents being my parents being together. Again, this isn't dark, but this is just like it happens to just be affiliated with my past childhood traumas. So, the first movie that I remember watching with my mom, and I hope that I remember this right, because if not, then it would like tear me apart. But like, who's gonna tell me no? So, I was laying on the couch, and she whipped out. It wasn't even A New Hope. She whipped out a VHS of Star Wars. I think it was Return of the Jedi, and she was like, you want to watch? It was The Empire Strikes Back. That's what it was. She goes, you want to watch? And I was like, yeah, sure. And we literally laid down on the couch and watched Empire Strikes Back. And I'm like, this movie is bananas. I was four. I was like, holy shit. I didn't say holy shit because I was four. I didn't know what shit meant. But I was like, oh my God. And then growing older, I was stuck on Star Wars forever. Like, I wasn't a big Star Wars head. Like, I was like, I don't have like props or like I don't quote the film or anything, but like I really like the franchise, and I like Lord of the Rings too, but I don't know which one I like more at this point.
It's one thing I hate a lot too, is like, oh, you can't recite like every like quote that everybody else uses, and it's like they like kind of back to gatekeep you, but it's also kind of toxic. Like,
yeah, I think gatekeeping is
they
toxic.
Kick you out. They're like, oh, you can't name fucking every elf in every scene, and you don't know like their lineage and what 15 wars they fought in the 3,000 years they've been on the planet or whatever. It's like, okay, it's dude, like
the entire Cimmerillion to me.
Yeah, literally.
Actually,
in Elven, you can't say it in English, or it doesn't count.
You know what's funny is, you know what other media I agree completely with in that same vein. is music. I think it's super toxic when you just want to be a fan of a, like, and because there's very few bands, and this might trigger Nate, that I will listen to the entire discography of and know it all, right? Mm-hmm. I know, Nate, you're very into that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
It depends. I do both, but yeah, of course.
I mean, not you, but like, I've known people throughout the years who are also like that. And it's like, you're like, yeah, I really like this band. And it's like, you know, it's like your own vault of their knowledge might be like 10 songs or whatever, but you listen to them every day and you love the band and their style. But then they're like, oh, what'd you think of this album? Or, you know, or how did, or like when you go through this album in order, and then you go back and reverse it on this song because they want you to or whatever.
I have a great example. Very poignant. Fearless, Taylor's version, was just released on Spotify. And people asked me if I was going to rank it. And I, because I ranked Taylor Swift's new albums, I ranked the songs or whatever. And I was like, no, because two parts. Because I knew Love Story and You Belong With Me, and I knew You Were Trouble, like the, you know, the hits or whatever. I was familiar with them and I enjoyed listening to them, but I was never really like a Taylor stan until 1989. Like Blank Space was the first song where I was like, this is it. Like, this is the music I can get behind. And I didn't want to rank it because it's, you know, 11 years old. So it seems kind of disingenuous to try and like rank the songs that have been out for that long or whatever. Right. And I didn't listen to it, or I wasn't into it originally. And my girlfriend of 7 years, who was a very big Taylor Swift fan, not too happy that I told on myself by saying I wasn't really into Taylor Swift. Until,
you outed yourself. Congratulations.
Yeah. A couple of my friends or whatever that are into Taylor Swift, I was talking to them. Was it yesterday? Yeah, it must have been yesterday, I guess. But they were like, oh, they called me out because I guess that's like their favorite album of hers. And they listened to it while they're driving and in the summer and, you know, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I mean, some of the songs are good and stuff, but it's not me. And some people just don't like to hear that.
I think people are not my fans. Favorite Taylor Swift song as of right now is Lover. I really like that song a lot. I like her Red album a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I got chastised for that. I was like, yeah, I don't really care about Red. Like, the songs are good, but I like haven't listened to it front to back. I just know songs. I got ripped apart.
You're a big fan of what, Logan?
Anybody a fan of Shake It Off?
I love Shake It Off, of course.
Oh, I didn't know if that was like the... See, and this is kind of like my thing is like...
If I was to
tell you the songs of Taylor I like, I would like guess you'd be like, oh, you just like the poppy, you know, chart topper bullshit or something like that. I don't know.
My favorite Taylor Swift song, you can put this on record. Actually, hold on. Give me 30 seconds to think. You guys riff. I want to make sure I make the right decision.
Is it Tim McGraw?
No. Good song, though.
Yeah. Good song.
I mean, I'm not saying Shake It Off is my favorite. It's just like, it's so fun. It's such a positive, upbeat song. I remember when she released it, she was going through a lot of shit at that time, too. And I kind of was, too. And I was like, yeah, just shake it off.
I feel that, yeah.
Even though I don't, like, actually, like, you know, like, I'm not like, this is the deep, I don't resonate with it on, like, a deeper level than just, I fuck with the vibe. You know?
I have a tough time enjoying it only because of how poppy it is, and I like Taylor Swift really regardless. But
haters are gonna hate.
I'm a Carly Rae fan, so repetition and stuff in the chorus, and I'm all about it. Sign me up.
It works.
You want to talk about repetition, brother? I'm a huge Weeknd fan, and his Def choruses fan, his choruses last like 8 minutes. They're like, and it's the same word just over and over again in different fucking like pitches, and oh my god, it turns me on.
My favorite song, just because then I'll forget if I don't. Mm-hmm. False God.
Mm.
Favorite Taylor Swift song.
I don't even know if I've heard that one.
What a banger.
Well, I was going to say, like, I'm glad you brought up The Weeknd, Tyler, because that's an artist who, like, I only know, like, 5 songs, but I really enjoy them. I'd be like, yeah, I like The Weeknd, but I could see someone be like, you're not a real Weeknd fan, Tyler.
Name every song.
Oh, you like The Weeknd? Why doesn't it have an E in the word end, idiot?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm a big fan.
Oh, you like The Weeknd? Name every weekend.
There's 52.
Yeah, per year. Keep going.
Wait. Hold up. Well, okay, so we've got on record, we have 2021 years.
Yeah, AD.
Dumbass.
Oh, shit. God. Fuck.
I also think that it depends on the calendar that you look at. Anyway,
just bringing us on track to the most recent thing that we've talked about. That's like the band shirt fallacy too. Everybody gets offended when people wear band shirts but can't name every song that they've ever written, or even two songs. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm also okay with somebody rocking a band t-shirt because I think the art looks sick. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? Why is it that big of a deal? Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, my God. People can't wear what they think looks cool. Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah. So, no. And obviously, in terms of, like, yes, they can do it. Yes, they should do it if they want to do it. But
I'm just straw manning. I'm being an ass. Yeah.
I think it's cringe if it's, like, somebody you don't even know or care about, right? I mean, I'm just saying, like, any barrier to entry at all. But there are people with zero. Like, I don't know. That is, it's not. I was just like, it's a little cringe. I don't know.
I had a Nickelback tour t-shirt forever.
Get out.
It was the first concert I ever went to.
All right. Wait, hold on. Who's ready for the real hot take? I think I said this a couple weeks ago in our Discord just randomly. Nickelback is not bad.
All right, you ready for me to destroy you in 10 seconds?
Because every single time we talk about Nickelback, right, it always starts off with making fun of them. I'm right there, right? I was like, oh, Nickelback, LOL. Then we start quoting the song. We put on the song as a joke. And by the end of that song, we all just do what it be.
I can't. So out of all the Nickelback songs, and again, I really don't mind Nickelback. I don't.
Would I listen to them like in my off time in 2021? No, of course not.
The one Nickelback song that I refuse to listen to is Rockstar.
Oh, what do you mean? That was back in the day, dude. That was so fun.
It was so overplayed. It was so overplayed that it hurt me. Same thing with Stronger with Kanye West. I can't listen to it.
I could still listen to that song. I can't lie.
Oh,
Which one? Stronger or...
Stronger.
Yeah.
Stronger.
The reason why I can't listen to Stronger is because I was on the bus in middle school and there was this eighth grader that I thought was into me because she would sit with me and listen to my music with me on the bus because I had an iPod Nano that I put through the washer for the third time. And she said, "Do you have Stronger by Kanye West?" And I said, "Boy, howdy, do I ever. Can you please kiss me? I'm desperate." That's not what I said. But I was like, I do have Stronger by Kanye West. And I would sit there and I would play it. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, cool. That was fun. The good song. And she's like, let's listen to it again. And I was like,
been there.
For the women. So I replayed it. And then I did it over and over again. We listened to that song the whole bus ride to the school every day.
Oh, Jesus.
My brain was Daft Punk and fucking Kanye West, and it hurt my soul. It just, it would even like, I can hear it in the back of my head now. I can visualize myself as an adult in the bus listening to Stronger by Kanye West, and I'm sitting there and I'm crying, like in my head I'm crying because of how often I had to listen to it.
Oh my God.
Cannot stand Stronger by Kanye West.
See, but okay. You do that to yourself, though. That's not the song.
Oh, yeah,
song.
It's 100% self-imposed. But Rockstar and Thriller by Michael Jackson also.
I deleted this song from my memory because it's so PTSD-inducing, okay? This is why Nickelback is not a good band, okay? This song is called Sex. It is stylized.
Oh, don't talk about sex.
S-E-X, okay? Here are the lyrics. Let's just take a trip down memory lane here.
I'll do one too.
No is a dirty word. Never gonna say it first. No is just the thought that never crosses my mind. Maybe in the parking lot. Better bring your friend along. Better off together than just one at a time. So basically, they like to rape people, is what I'm saying. So I'm gonna skip out on Nickelback as a whole.
If you want to go through a whole fucking podcast episode of just saying lyrics of a song like they are a poem, I'm in. Ready for this one?
No.
Lemonade.
What?
This one is called. It's Lemonade by Gucci Mane.
Okay, no, stop.
No, I know. Yeah, I know that. Go ahead. My body's ready. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's Gucci. What's up, baby? Burr. I'm going to do the ad libs too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yellow everything this time. Yellow. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Lemons. Yellow big booty. That's kind of racist. Yellow bones. Ha. Yellow. Yellow lambs. Yellow. Yellow MPs. Yellow. Yellow watch. Banana. Yellow charm ring chain. Yellow. Yellow.
The fun
living
part
rooms.
Is wondering which parts of the ad libs. Which parts of the. No, I know. But like when you read out the lyrics, wondering which parts he's ad libbing and which parts are the actual lyrics that he's not adding in for it.
It's all terrible.
Banana.
Yellow living room set. Chiquita yellow. Lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl. It's Gucci. It's Gucci. He says it twice as an ad-lib, and then right after the ad-lib, he says it like in the song. My phantom sitting on 60s, no 20s in my denim. No. No cutlass motor knocking because it is a lemon.
Do you guys like chain smokers at all?
No. No.
Okay. I only asked because they said, I forget. Oh, God. What did they say?
Just the one song that everyone likes.
They said, well, no, they said in one of their songs that people listen to on the radio, I forget the lyric because, again, I try not to pay attention to it, but they said something about Midas's heel instead of Achilles' heel. Like they were referring to something, and instead of saying Achilles' heel, they said Midas heel, and just left it in the song. And they were like, "Yep, that's good."
Alrighty.
Hold on. There's.
We ain't ever getting older. Bam, bam, bam. God, now that's in my head. Hey,
let me just give you a quick.
God damn it, dude!
A quick lyric from Lil Yachty's Peekaboo.
Why are you pulling up random lyrics right now?
Oh no! Sorry. I had it backwards. Something just like this. The song. Something just like this. It goes. I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths. Achilles yes. and his gold, oh, Hercules yeah. and his gifts.
Yeah. Yep.
And the reason I said Midas's heel is because Deadmau5 released a song making fun of them called Midas's heel.
I love it. All right, Lil Yachty's Peekaboo. This is just a quick snippet.
Oh my dude! These are the classics. These are the classics, dude. Lil Yachty's Peekaboo.
Play with that kitty like hello. Take a step back when I bust it. I bust it. I bust it like mellow. Aiming at you and your fellows. My new bitch yellow. What is up with this? She blow.
So much yellow.
This is the best part. She blow that dick like a cello.
Yo, yeah. It's one of the best lines. Oh,
a cello is a string instrument. Why are you blowing on it?
Yes, sir.
Fucker, then send that bitch home on the metro.
Okay, kind of true.
Yeah, that was a good line. But like, it's the my new bitch yellow. She blow that dick like a cello. Two terrible lines.
That's got to be the worst blowjob of his entire life, for the record.
Like this,
that is what she's intending to do.
What are you doing? I'm blowing on your dick like a cello.
What are you What are you doing, step bro? Like, just blowing my cello.
He's like, hold on, I got a song to make.
What are you doing, step cello?
Oh my god, dude,
shit like that is terrible. You know what is funny too is the haters of Nickelback have moved on from Nickelback and they are now hating Imagine Dragons.
Oh, that's fully warranted, though.
I actually do like Imagine Dragons.
I like some of Imagine Dragons. Radioactive is overplayed as hell, and I agree. That's a
You have to remove the fact that, like, I want to compare Nickelback haters and Imagine Dragons haters because I think there's a big subsect of them that moved over. Mm-hmm. Nickelback is not enjoyable because, like, they try to be, like, edgy and, like, tough and like it's just like a really cringy, like you're just not quite there. The real reason that people can hate on Imagine Dragons, and I get it, is that like they write their music theatrically, and that's why I like
it's
it
all for movie trailers.
Well, yeah, exactly, but like that's the thing, if you want to listen to like just a banger, you put it on for like 4 minutes and you're like, fuck yeah, I'm in there, listen to Imagine Dragons, because they have songs that are like anthemic as opposed to, you know, songs about anything in particular. They're very like ethereal in nature, where they don't mean anything specific. If, yeah, exactly. But that's what makes it fun. That's why I enjoy it, because it's just like, yeah, I just want to get hyped up.
Yeah. If there's one thing that I like about Imagine Dragons, it's every song is just a big over the top chorus. Mm-hmm. Every song. And it's so hype. But there was, it's funny because X Ambassadors, when they first started, because they made songs that were similar to that, they started calling them Imagine Dragons 2.0. So then they had to like turn around and do something a little different.
They're way better though.
They're my God,
I dislike X Ambassadors.
Really?
XT.
Oh, I love X Ambassadors.
I dislike
X Ambassadors. Fucking oh man, you can't get that out of my fucking system. But like they kind of switched over, where like they made one song with I don't remember what it's called. It's not Renegades. It's hold on, I gotta look it up now. Please pause. Continue.
Pausing? Not speaking?
Yep.
Welcome back to the Music Takes podcast.
Fuck. Hold on. It's coming.
Oh, God. This sounds familiar.
Hold on. Wait. Jungle. It's called Jungle. That was their debut single off of their freshman album called VHS. What's that?
I made a really dumb joke.
Okay, but
welcomed us to it because it's called Jungle.
The first song on Phoebe Bridgers' newest album is
Is Clary gone for you?
Oh! I thought it was me.
He's cutting in and out, dude. If you can see the picture,
for me, it's he's just
his camera's a little
Yeah, I thought it was me. That's why I didn't talk or move. Oh. I was like, oh shit, I'm lagging.
His computer really is fucking with him. Oh no. Oh no.
I thought it was me.
Dude, my our poor man. Oh no, he's gone.
Can we both just
No. Are you back? Clary. Honestly, we're all
to reset Discord. I know he has to every now and then.
We're at an hour and a half anyway. We might as well call it. Because I don't want him to have to come back.
Well, we should wrap up, though.
Yeah.
Well, it seems the hottest take this week was technical difficulties. How do they work? I don't
know.
Only
thing toxic in this group chat right now is Clary's computer.
That's really toxic.
Oh, pain.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, man.
Toxic fandoms aren't fun, but
we definitely are all over the place with this episode. But hey, if you like it, make sure to like the video if you're on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. So far, we're at one sub per video. If we can keep that train going, we'll be done in 19,000 years, and it'll be
fun. That's called sustained growth, baby. We can count on that. I can budget off that.
Literally. Oh my god. Oh, okay. And if you are listening anywhere else, make
We did it. I had to restart everything.
Damn.
It was bad.
Damn. Well, I mean, we are an hour and a half, so I was just trying to close
it. Pretty close anyway, so good.
It was
for whatever reason, it has to just be my connection or whatever. I could see, hear everything fine from you guys. It was just me that was fucking up. So I was like, and then I could reconnect.
Yeah, it was weird. But if you are
like seeing the freeze frame, thinking, oh, here we go, it's my internet. But then,
and then Tyler was like, yeah. Well, yeah, I was experiencing it in purgatory because I heard your whole conversation. They're like, let me in!
I just see Tyler moving. I'm like, oh, maybe it's not me.
I was waiting for you to move too, and I'm like, Anyway, if you're listening to this anywhere else other than YouTube, make sure to follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, whatever you have to do. Share the podcast with a friend if you really liked it. And we will talk with you guys next time.
Don't be tired. Keep a healthy connection to the things you love.
True.
Remember, we are like not Discord. Friends.
Listen, we got a subscriber for every episode so far. If we keep that up at our millionth episode, we get a million subscribers.
How many weeks called, is that? That's a lot of weeks.
It's called
that's
progress.
Yeah, we gotta start. We gotta start pumping them out. How maybe many five years or six a day?
How many years is a million?
All
weeks?
Right, I'm gonna quit my job, and then we can just start doing that's this. The, that's all the day title. Long.
That's the title of the video, by the way. How many years is a million weeks? Already sold.
I'm in,
dude.
That sounds like a really bad sci-fi novel.
Am I not real? There we go.
Am I not real?
One.
Oh, shit. It's Tyler, it's becoming aware.
Oh, it's fuck. 2 years.
It's escape containment.
Oh, okay. Very casual. 19,178 years.